have early this morning. You'll remember the country music star was arrested a few months ago for drunk and disorderly conduct.
I feel okay. Good, thanks.
Anything else to say to your fans?
I love y'all. Thanks for coming out.
Kelly Cantor is a star in trouble. After a drunken onstage fall that causes her to suffer a miscarriage, she sinks into a haze of depression and substance abuse.
You care about Kelly? This is her last opportunity to turn things around.
Her husband and manager, James, played by real-life country star Tim McGraw, is determined to revive Kelly's career, even though the tragic events have irreparably broken their marriage. Gwyneth Paltrow says she was drawn to, but also afraid of playing the damaged diva.
I did feel fear at the beginning just because this character was in such a different place and was so different to me in so many ways. But also, I just didn't know how to do a lot of the things that she does, like play guitar and be addicted to pills and alcohol. And like there were so many things that I felt trepidation about taking on and doing believably. And it was a big job for me. I've never prepared so much for anything, and I was nervous when we started.
I like that song. What'd you say when you start?
I remember that day.
I remember that day when our eyes first met. You ran into the building to get out of the rain, 'cause you were soaking wet. Held the door, wanted to know my name. Timing is everything.
How'd you do that so fast?
Oh, I didn't do anything. You were there. You had it already.
You knew that. Timing is everything.
Garrett Hedlund, on screen recently as the young lead of Tron Legacy, co-stars as Bo, who comes into Kelly's life as a staff member at the rehab clinic. An aspiring singer-songwriter, he moonlights playing his songs at a local honky-tonk bar. Hedlund says it took months of practice and study to gain the confidence it takes to get on stage and sing for an audience, even an audience of paid extras.
It was all day, every day, listening to country and getting every inflection of every song down, and that makes it easier, I guess. But to be in the studio and sing the song and sing the song and sing the song week after week after week, you find where it works and you try to ride that wave. And you know, when you see that people are enjoying it, you enjoy it and you enjoy everything.
This is our first time singing, so please be kind to us.
I'm gonna wear you down. I'm gonna make you see. I'm gonna get to you. You're gonna.
You're gonna take my hand, whisper the sweetest words.
That's Leighton Meester, a co-star of the TV hit Gossip Girls. She plays Chiles, a young beauty queen who idolizes superstar Kelly and hopes to follow in her footsteps. The only key member of the cast with real country music experience is Tim McGraw, who doesn't sing a note as Kelly's husband and manager. A critic of most Hollywood movie versions of the music world, McGraw says the attempt at authenticity in Country Strong won him over.
It's a movie, so nothing's dead on, but I think what's really authentic is the music as it relates to each character. I think that a lot of times in these films, you can have really great music, but just the character sort of falls short or the storyline falls short, so you don't believe that these characters can support that music. Or vice versa, you can have these beautiful characters and this beautiful story, and then the music hits, and you think, there's no way that this music is really good enough in the real world to sustain these characters. But I think in this particular case, what's great about it, you have really great characters who you get emotionally invested in, and you really want to see what happens to them. And then you have this great music that you can believe in this sort of fantasy world in this movie, that this music could create these people who want to be stars, or this person who is a star, or it could propel this guy to be a star.
Texas-born Shauna Feste wrote and directed Country Strong and says for the story to work, the audience has to believe the characters really are in that music world.
The most important thing when I was casting this movie is that I found actors that could sing. That was the most important. I just didn't want to revoice anyone. Although, you know, there were talks about revoicing people, and I just thought it was so cheesy. And if you're going to make a movie about country music and you want it to be authentic, you have to use the actors' real voices. So what we ended up doing is the mics were always live, and we ended up in the editing room incorporating a lot of their live performance into their pre-records, just so it sounded like they were really performing at those venues.
Country Strong was filmed on location in and around Nashville, Tennessee, and many of the extras and background performers are real musicians, technicians, and reporters who work in that capital city of American country music. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood. 'Cause I'm country strong.